My name is Erica Lorraine Spencer, and I remain subject to state surveillance and terrorism by the state of California that is operating a malicious targeting system, which is referred to as federal group stalking and monitoring via communication devices. And it is in violation of federal stalking statute 18 U.S.C. sections 2261A subsections 1 and 2. My website and podcast serve the public good by publishing evidence of the public entity's ceaseless engagement in a pattern of conduct intended to stalk and monitor via communication devices, surveil, harass, and terrorize an American citizen in concert with the people of the state of California. Documentation serves the lawful purposes of wide exposure, federal prosecution, and influencing federal legislation with policies specifically designed to punish, dismantle, and disincentivize an unprecedented targeting system by a public entity that acts in concert with the people of the state in order to criminally place under surveillance and terrorize an American citizen, which is a matter of public corruption in the state of California. See thepatternofconduct.wordpress.com.
ATHB841-6YAZ174, 8POP390, 8CLE176. 8BRH056, 9AUZ444, 6HGY771, 8UVY870, 7UDA783, Shredded, license plate 03030E2, 7VTM413. Then VLV937, 8RZK910, 1517, I can't wait to see that in the scores. And I'm Jens, also across the path, 1302442, bus 2356. 8VHW114, 9ASE430, 8ZSV301, 3P32350. OmniTrans, which is displaying that it's out of service, it's crossing path at 7:32 a.m. going in the opposite direction. This is pacing by the third party OmniTrans, and it is going southbound on Euclid Avenue. It is currently 7:33 a.m. It is Monday, June 13, 2022. The City of Ontario also engaged in the POC using light activity. I captured images of this, and they are using their horn, honking their horn. The entity knows exactly where I'm sleeping. They are engaging in light activity and activity creation, which is what I documented. This is POC. 7KRK196, CD16W54, which is paper, 7ESW535, 8UIJ038. And it's 7:40 a.m. The City of Ontario is using a dumpster truck, so doing so on Euclid Avenue at Chafee High School. So at the intersection where Chafee is on Euclid Avenue, the City of Ontario is using a dumpster truck stalking in the path with light activity, which is the facilitation of criminal monitoring and ongoing terrorism, stalking in the path with light as demons are doing, maintaining a specific environment, and they are doing so with underaged third-party demon-possessed minions. This is terrorism that's underway by those under the age of majority. This is terrorism that the people of the state are facilitating with those under the age of majority. And that's what City of Ontario engaged in while these minions are on the bus getting off at Chafee Junior in High School. It is 7:41 a.m. Here we go. 6488283. That's G3, which is surrounding the perimeter with light activity. 8FCH111, 7TCZ735, 8KSS275. 9BRR122, 8ZOL489. 36169. SALNLAR, Vertec Crossing Path as well. 4MYT405. 7H726227. 5P18641, I believe. 6VSC385. Four TKR975. UDS 467. 117-8471. Monitoring with this demon that's crossing path on the bus. He runs up in front of me, crossing path, sits in front of me. It's also monitoring at 80 Euclid Avenue. This is the IHOP on Euclid Avenue. That's a venue where they're monitoring. These are third parties stalking in traffic with whom they're monitoring, and a minion on the bus that's monitoring. And this is all with Omnitrans. It's 7:43 a.m. 8XBK032. 5V19005, I believe. XORTEGA. 710. 8MPY516. 5MTN980. 5M Police Crossing Path, which the Omnitransit group is talking with the Upland Police Department, which you already know that, but they're crossing path at what is specifically 11th Street and Euclid Avenue at 7:45 a.m. License 60QJ965, 4XOP375. 8XIS 704-72-3518. Student Transportation of America, also crossing
path. If possible, please Please use reinforce.
8TAG012. Uptown and Country, still tiny venue. It is currently 7:47 a.m. Uptown and Country is a shopping center. It's at Foothill and Euclid Avenue in Upland, California. Okay, again, this is Omnitrans, which is Route 83. And this is, again, bus number 2356, license 1302442. This is operated by an African-American male. And everyone on the bus is monitoring me in concert with Omnitrans as I am leaving Ontario en route to Upland. And the POC is underway as well. It's 7:48 a.m. 7BOL, 8EMJ152, 7KEC541. Okay, let me make sure I get those. All right, this is POC. It's 7:49 a.m. Five PDW 853-73712X1 BN 73134 paper 5MFD506 7BKU335 7WMN576 I believe 8EIL682. UX007-44131W1. 7KLP-739. 8KTM-048. 8CDY-707. 8KIR-409. 7SNS-091. 8KXJ-778, I believe. 8RKV-669. 6KBB-797. 41973 handicap, 8XRM932, 7NZE162, 7Z53924, 7LXP101, I believe. It is 7:51 a.m. HCPT710, 7KYT952, 8KWL288, E382WL, 8ERX657, 7YG2401, 8JID442, 8DRW328, 85861F3, 7XPX061, 8ZGW165. HD017 handicap, 8CYF813, because I didn't read that one already. 841HUP, that's Oregon. HD017 handicap, they're crossing path again. This is the demon that's pacing, making a U-turn. Their vehicle is a method of light activity. This is demonic activity, I'm breaking that down for you. They're all stalking together. MBF516, 8TSZ973, 7RQU750, 7STN058, 79776G1, 8SLP474, 10582T1. 8PI, or excuse me, APTF 839, 7D, MW419, I believe. 7AVA708. Burtek crossing path, entering Uptown and Country. A crossing path with light activity. License 6NNK411. Seven ZAX022, 8PUF875, SASSY18, I believe. Six YGV700, G774VO. Five TTA450, 6MQH753, 7EBT094, 6PAD765, 5LLT113, 5TEP880, 7CTE162, 8875-9B3, 8LAK296, 7DWM419, 8PRU151, 5HBN801, 5ZGG403, 6YBY331, 8A18465, 7WFL355, 8ZQW985, BOBAFT5, 7XQD350, 7JMY649, 75531P2, 5HAP358, 8SMY316, I think I might have read that one right here. 7VEE541, 7KRL763, CD60BO7 paper, 8VOY305, 6TTH441. I think I read that one. 9ADN132, 7FKF944, 8FSF725, 8CSV194, U873LO, 8KVP832, 95154J2. Looks like a Caucasian male. He's in the parking lot engaging in surveillance. License 9DNC387. Hold on. 7DNH387. And 8HQE395. Engaging in surveillance at the Vons Gas. 8HDE395. No. 91541J2, that's that minion's license plate, using a white van. Engage in surveillance. 46338R1. This is Foothill Town Center Shopping Center. 14917Z2. This is where Vons anchors the shopping center, the Chase Bank. Or the entities got both a rising sun and a setting sun. All right, these are demons. That's audible activity you hear. This is criminal surveillance. 6T80359, 8UZJ602, 8JJY996, 4JOG873, 4HDV275, 6WJY516, 8TQL007, 8UQY567, 8UND162, 8RSH258. Seven one eight six nine Y1 8DBA 497 Oh boy, 6KKS 708 5HRB 587 7LCL 904. And what you're hearing is what is, again, the demon-possessed that are stalkers. They're sitting in their vehicles in the parking lot, and as I walk around the parking lot and get license plates. But what are they ordinarily doing is while I'm walking through, getting off the bus, walking to the shopping center, going into Vons, they're engaged in surveillance, monitoring. 6KKS708, for example, while demons follow me around in the aisles, stalking with noise, with their communication devices, they're all monitoring together. These are stalkers that are then walking into the venue where they work all day long, living a lie as though they're normal. These are the demon-possessed that are heavy-duty stalkers. 8JHX562, 7SLN160, D45R80, Nevada, 8TPW549, 4V34553, 8E11245, 7DNH387, crossing path again. 4XTD668. And the third party you hear engaged in ongoing facilitation while these demons are literally engaging in a stakeout, stalking somebody all together. And that's what demons are doing. The stalking conduct in the environment, this is demonic activity. That ongoing act of stalking, these are demons. 91924W1, that's GG Landscape, GNG Landscape, entry surface license number 798021. 8LHZ386, 7NGS629, group stalking at Empire Foot and Ankle Center, license 8FJH985. This is, let's see, Robin Baral and Farid Didari. Those are a bunch of minions at Suite 124. This is the facilitating venue, and these demons are pacing into that venue while they're in the parking lot monitoring. 8WSR595. Walking toward the venue as I walk toward the location where they're engaged in surveillance, group stalking in a car. That's called demons that are then pacing. They're still monitoring, they're still stalking, they know where you're at. 4644, 8TGJ512, 5XRH905, 24506F3, 6VKF198, 7UUK380, 7AWM820, 7MRS070. SZN371, 8NSS107. The Select Physical Therapy, this is the JTC Accountancy Corporation, the what is this? Remax Vision. The address is 299. It's a little building suite area. They're back here. Group stalking monitoring 927 OMA. The Magnolia Center is what it's called. Near the recently rebuilt Karamana restaurant. Let me take a picture of this. Alrighty, license. JTC Accountancy Corp in Suite 110 at this Magnolia Center over here. They're monitoring. There are a bunch of demons over here. 7APK734, 6YYT653, 7ZDT010, 7FMG515, 6F12506, see, 7AWM820, 6VKF198, 7GTW266, make sure I read all these, 8SZN371, 7NSG629, 8LHZ386, and that is 7G, I don't know if this is a T or I. See, 7GTW266. It is currently, by the way, 8:05 a.m. 7NSG629. Those are demons that are following with noise. 7CKA762, a demon following with light. License. Oh, this is a paper plate. Hold on. I think I already read 5XRH905. And again, this is the same. This is Euclid Avenue, the Magnolia Center, I suppose. This is paper plate CD59P92. That's African American male operating that vehicle with a paper plate on it. Group stalking. NVJ391. 7FPZ993. This is the Labrada Group Property Management. All right, this is a company that's in relevant position. Their vehicles are a means of identifying them. 66855R2. And 7BBC663, the Labrada Group Property Management logos on those vehicles. See, Ish and Associates, the address is 255. I'm over here on Foothill Boulevard in Upland. this vehicle has no lights. Wait, sure, God, that's funny. It is 8:08 a.m. 8NSS107, pacing. 6YYT653, 6WQL441, 6XNG126. Six TSA 347, 8:10 a.m. 8FZA682, 7SFR394, 8NRK613, 6WXV672, 7GWU800, 7XYJ851, 8NXJ192, 8VGU592, 7UIP789, 9AUV031, 8XIF704-7UWZ095, 5GDP581, 7XYL348, 8LRR322, 6VOF957, 8WEL949, 7MPT393. CC45V22 paper 7HNZ979 PO25KO. Can you license plate? 8RJB037. Looks like CGFS539, 8GTA581. Yeah, that's all I can see. 8TGV597. 7SXM480. 6 and PE734. Seven LTH389. 8AWC455. 5HLB870. 7NLY992. 7JMY649. 6YBY331. I don't think I wrote that one already. 8LXS743. 7P44483. 8JXW444. I might have read that one. 8FHL138. I'm walking through the Vons parking lot, so I'm making sure any demons adding themselves to the venue over here, I want to add them to the roster. 5TEP880, 7CIE162. And by the way, I mean, a larger level of accomplishing a lot at the same time is the fact that this is at third-party facilitating venue Vons at 80 West Foothill Boulevard in Upland, California. Everybody working there, everybody present there, engaging in any sort of exchange of goods, business with the venue, they're there group stalking and monitoring. License plate 5SPF059, engaging facilitation of state surveillance and terrorism. The demon possessed, 6TJV914, CD26T7L, paper 7GHC507, 9AYB532, 7KNL012, 97498J3. 9AYF034, 8TSK731, 8YIN187, 7PWW110, 8WMK921, MUNKYED, 8PZZ247, 7VNY766, it's a demon of Chase Bank, monitoring, engaging in surveillance, sitting in their vehicle, then getting out and walking into the facilitated venue. Is continuous surveillance, 7RCH592, 7JBW204, 8REC035, 5ZNK642, 08252B1, 7NVR938, 8WRM616. That's a demon stalking with noise. And that's attributed to Vons. That's a demon parked at the back of Vons, engaging in surveillance, BGJ805. 8YNX652. And it's 8:20 a.m. 8JHE386. 7ACK924. 6YBY331. make sure I was side of the thing. It's 81 West Foothill Boulevard. I said 80, I believe. It's 81 West Foothill Boulevard. This is where Vaughn's is at. And demonic conduct, criminal monitoring, state surveillance is underway on the surveillance cameras. 7PQW024, both inside and outside of this Vaughn's where I'm inside. I'm walking inside right now on surveillance cameras at 8:21 a.m. This is POC. Make sure I get this 8HXV982 and 12942M1, and I exited on the deli side, the Starbucks side of the Vaughn's at 81 West Foothill Boulevard after completing a purchase. And I entered this Vaughn's on the side where the flowers are. They maintain the flowers, which would be with regard to direction, be more precise. I entered on the east side of Vaughn's and I exited out the west side of Vaughn's. License plate 8VCW762, the west entrance and the east entrance. 8EDA775. It's 8:43 a.m. OmniTrans license, bus number 1332. They're stopping at a stop. That's a minion that's at the bus stop. That's a minion operating the bus. Those are minions sitting on the bus. They're all monitoring. A demon at a bus stop is a method of activity creation. The license plate of OmniTrans, driven by the African-American male, 1404990. The African-American male that was molesting me. This is a method of, again, demons who are documented to engage in what is monitoring me again. It's not a coincidence when you're running into, for example, this the minion that you are documenting on one occasion, and you run into them. It's not running into them. They're stalking. They're monitoring. And OmniTrans is engaged in state surveillance. Literally, these demons use buses, tracking your steps, know exactly where you're at. It's very precise demonic activity. You're dealing with Satan. But that's the third party who I documented when I'm on Route 83, and the day when I went to Chino, and then the next day as I remained and at the Ontario Town Square, and I'm showing you what's going on with the fake son and the sex offender that is that African-American male operating Route 66 with that license right now, monitoring me still. It's 8:44 a.m., 7GHC507. They're trying to push that little beater as fast as it can go, which is audible activity creation and crossing path as well, but that was funny. License 7CRV175. 6JKH210, 6KLP399, 8W96074, 8LCR422, 5JSC039, 7DNB183, MEAA75, that's out of state license, license 7DZX214. And it's 8:42 a.m. 8VGT114, 7YJB331, 7SGV948, 8G73944. That's Cooperhead Electric. FedEx is crossing path. 4LQZ035, ANTOLYN, 8G, I can't see that one, 8ASD077, 8YJZ544. 7VED819, T252YO, 7UPB035, 8JIN241, and Consolidated Street Sweeping is a demon stalking with light activity, using this vehicle as a method of stalking in the path. This is terrorism by Consolidated Street Sweeping Incorporated. Your license plate? These are the companies that you remove from existence as you witness the methods of demonic conduct and state stalking. License plate. Oh, a very small one, SE, and then 619067. It is 8:46 a.m. 7R51441. Let's see. ANTOLYN, 7VZD322, 6YRF099. 8FZT246, 7LQZ035, 6, I think I read the one, 6LND798. Just waiting on, oh, here we go. Okay, it's 8:49 a.m. All right, license 1234515. That is Omnitrends, which I did board in Upland at the Uptown and Country Shopping Center. There's a bus stop right there. And then this is David, the employee that I've heavily documented. Last time I documented David, he was group stalking at the Chino Transit Center. And I noted that as I arrived, and he was monitoring. This is the same David that's operating the bus as I'm coming to Ontario right now. So I just got off at the U.S. Bank at 333 Euclid Avenue at D Street and Euclid. All right, and I'm going toward the Ovid Family Community Library area. It's 9:02 a.m. This is POC. This is criminal summoning that this third party with the skin-tight pants on, and then he's engaging in harassment. The Ontario International Airport flies over by airplane while he engages in group stalking. This is what I was documenting yesterday. They cross path and the entity sounds sirens at the same time while they're monitoring together, and then they engage in what is harassing. What are you doing? While he can barely walk in his skin-tight pants while he's stalking. That's a psychopath. That's Satan. Alrighty, it is currently 9:23 a.m. And this is the POC. This is ongoing sounds of sirens while the airport, the Ontario International Airport, is ushering commercial airline planes over the apartment building. It is the Ovid Family Community Library that's also monitoring. They are inside monitoring right now before the doors of the library open. And they also are doing so while they are anticipating my uploading my podcast. Everybody that I documented in Upland engaging in the same exact state system of surveillance and terrorism. These are demons whose entire being is focused on me, and you're talking about what are delusional psychopaths who are engaging in ongoing stalking and are nothing other than mad because they have lost in their own endeavor. They've been revealed and exposed fully as engaging in that, and it is based on what is objective and irreducible direct evidence of it. And so I want to be clear, this is a harassment by an entity. This is a demon that's walking around in these skin-tight pants, stalking me, threatening me, and then talking about, which is audible activity, what are you doing? While I'm engaging in what is documenting his criminal activity, targeting me with the demons who you hear sounding sirens. That's a psychopath. Okay, those images are clearly captured. This is followed by the Ontario International Airport that is stalking by plane. As that one is crossing path on foot, the demons of the Ontario International Airport are stalking by plane. The demons of the entity that are the fire department and the police department sounding sirens. Okay, this is the surveillance system. This is terrorism. It is demonic activity. It's 9:24 a.m. This is POC. This is Ontario International Airport, flying over the senior citizen apartments right on the south side of my person. Repeatedly. This is demonic activity. While they're engaging in what is criminal monitoring, it's demonic activity. This is terrorism by the Ontario International Airport. Following again, they're not flying over the museum now because I'm not there. They are migrating north to the location where I'm at, which is the Ovid Family Community Library, north of the museum on the south side of my person. That's amplified audible activity and maintaining what is precise maintenance of presence and doing so. This is demonic while they are repeatedly flying by with that audible activity. This is demonic patrolling. And this third party, who this is literally Satan that's engaging and stalking you. I just want to reiterate what this demon did. All right, this is akin to what is the demon that's looking left and right while I'm documenting. You're stalking with the Ontario police. All right, they're going to be in federal court looking at videos of the ongoing stalking system, looking to the left and right like they're confused. This is just the personality of Satan. And this is surrounding them with what the entity never planned on ever being caught engaging in. The system of group stalking and monitoring is entirely malicious. This is psychopath conduct. Criminals seeking to get away with what is a system that's designed to falsely defame the one subject to it. So now you're surrounded with evidence, and then what do you do? Oh, you're trying to threaten me while I'm going to document the fact that you're stalking? You're stalking. And then you're going to ask me, what are you doing? I'm taking your picture, stalker. What do you think I'm doing? But that's a threat. Understand that. That's a threat. While this meeting, I'm referencing the one with the, he's got the skin-tight pants on. He can barely walk, okay, while he's being a stalker. He's getting up early in the morning stalking Erica Lorraine Spencer, all right, with the same priority that the demon-possessed Ontario Police Department, Fire Department has, the Ontario International Airport. I'm the priority. And you are stalking, and then you're trying to threaten me while I'm documenting the fact that you're stalking the criminal, the psychopath. Okay, and acting with the Ontario International Airport. So I just want you to hear this, what they're engaging in repeatedly. That's called patrolling. That's demonic. And it is 9:37 a.m. It's 5:36 p.m. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you work here?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What's your name?
Jasmine.
Jasmine? I have a question. You know where the encyclopedia area is?
Yes.
Jasmine's a demon. She's engaged in harassment. She's whose image I've captured using these bookcases, just like this. Stalking with audible activity. Demons. Oh, I see it right here. Thank you. Jasmine, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I was going to ask, you, is specifically looking for something, like specifically?
Yeah, I just want to find that section. I'll find it, what I'm looking for.
Oh, okay, great.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's POC, it's 5:37 p.m. This is terrorism, you know, demons stalking with audible activity, and this is what all of these demons do, all right? And these are the demons that are at the facilitating venue of the library. Demons stalking books and the ongoing demonic behavioral pattern of creation of noise with what I'm doing on the phone, any sudden movement that I make. And then you got the demons that are just sitting around monitoring the entire time. You're talking about psychopaths. All of them taking turns making noise together. They're in directed light, the fake sun remains over the venue. They're walking around inside of the venue with multiple shadows, engaging ongoing surveillance, everything I'm Googling on the internet, what I'm watching on YouTube, obsessive stalking. It is currently 5:38 p.m. These minions are monitoring in the bathroom while my panties are down. This is POC. This is directed light. And this is the same minion monitoring, group stalking, harassing and terrorizing with the police that is stalking in the bathroom. This is a tree that has shadows on both sides of it. This is directed light. Looking at the engineered light, look at the shadow of the chairs. This is engineered light where they're stalking in the bathroom. The shadow upright, flat on the ground. You can see my arms, I have multiple shadows right here. This is POC. This is sex offender stalking in the bathroom. She's going to federal prison. All right, and engaged in unlawful operation of her communication device and engineer light, and knows that she's being documented and she's in what is directed light. This is the staircase. The shadows appearing on the staircase. Multiple shadows, okay? This is impossible light activity. This is a demon that wants to engage in harassing me and followed me again as I capture on video. She follows me outside, follows me around inside, follows me into the bathroom. Emily is over here monitoring as well. Emily, who knows my name, even though I've never personally met her, she calls me by Erica. I'm just speaking to what is a third party. They all know me, all right? But we've not had a personal conversation yet. This is a sex offender. He's monitoring with the demons who are stalking in the bathroom as well. It is currently 7:56 p.m. where this ongoing sexual violence is underway. A third party enters the male's restroom as I'm walking toward the bathroom. Predatory conduct, sex offenders, all right, entering in and remaining inside of the bathroom. With the intention to engage in criminal monitoring, it's the Ontario police that are stalking by helicopter, engaging in surveillance in a bathroom, in the engineered light. This is POC. This is not light activity that's gonna occur from normal light. This is directed light. So, just so you can see what I'm talking about. I've got three shadows right here. They're stalking in the bathroom. This is POC. Like, you're Jasmine, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I met you earlier. I'm sorry, I didn't. What's your name?
Sophia.
Sophia? Okay. Yeah, they're monitoring. And they all are. I'm just naming you more sex offenders. It's 7:58 p.m. Capturing video of what is a sex offender that are the people of the state. Entering into the bathroom, engaging what is remaining in the bathroom, remaining in the relevant position in the male's restroom as well. And this is following as I go. That's a predator that engages in that sort of positioning around a private space on behalf of the demon-possessed and entirely corrupt police department, the Ontario Police, who are stalking day and night in police vehicles and in helicopters, with the Ontario International Airport following me around in commercial airline planes. This is that entity that is stalking in the bathroom, monitoring in the bathroom. Let me be clear, let me be very explicit, because this is the sex offense that the entity is engaged in. These demons are, it is a matter of public information as I am pulling my panties down in the bathroom and engaged in any private activity. It's not private. And these are demons that are engaging in ongoing stalking and predatory conduct in a private space while they are actively being documented, which they are aware of. They are doing so in directed light and pulsable light activity, as I capture on video. And I also want to point out, this is the same third party, Securitas, this African-American demon, violent sex offender, who is the same one who engaged in, as I stated then, false allegations. Okay, while she was then acting with Sean Thrasher, engaging in false allegations, which were also defamatory. This is the pattern. This is exactly what Upland Public Library engaged in. Indirected light under the fake sun, engaging in criminal summoning with the demons of the police department who are stalking me throughout the city in helicopters. That's exactly the entity that you see walking out of the bathroom wearing that security vest. This is a sex offender intending to harass, by the way. All right, and so I'm surrounding, that's why she's going to federal prison. All right, so she wants to engage, and this is the entity that engages in that and then seeks to harass you while you document the fact that they are engaging in that predatory and sexually motivated conduct. This is the Ovid Family Community Library, by the way. It is currently 8:01 p.m. You got demons pacing up and down the stairs. I showed you the engineered light. They're monitoring. This is also how sex offenders engage in monitoring with the police as well. Walking all around in engineered light. It's 8:09 p.m. This is demonic pacing. All right, Ovid Family Community Library engaged in what is the ongoing sex offense. This is a sex offender. This is the facilitating venue where the entity is literally acting vicariously on behalf of the Ontario Police Department, who are keeping me under surveillance while I'm inside of a building. That's all that it is. It's a facilitating venue. The entity is still stalking. The ongoing pattern of conduct that I documented outside is underway inside of a building, which is a facilitating venue, and it is Ovid Family Community Library. I want to document the sex offenders engaging in what is monitoring while my panties are down, an impermissible threat while they're engaging in that criminal conduct, that sexual violence, that demented terrorism. That system remains underway. And this is Stephen. Engaging in this sexual violence today, monitoring while I'm in the private space, invasion of privacy by an entity, okay, and facilitating that sexual violence amongst the people of the state who are here solely to engage in criminal surveillance. That's why the environment is here. It directly rebuts the ongoing occurrence of any normal conduct. It is public corruption that is underway. All right, federal group stalking and monitoring is underway. Stephen. J-Fed, as he calls himself, Mickey, the Asian female working at the front circulation desk. She's a violent sex offender. Yesenia, Daisy, Emily, Carlos, Alan, Sophia, Jana, and Allie. These are those that some of whom that I observed today. Again, I'm just documenting those that I encounter, as in any target individual. You're only capable of documenting what it is that you are observing, all right, and also you are also capable of documenting that which is reasonably related to what you're documenting. For example, the presence of directed light is speaking to monitoring that you're subject to outside of the building. Okay, so for example, the entity is stalking on behalf of the Ontario Police Department, and I have not yet documented an Ontario Police Department license plate. So that's how that goes. The entity is monitoring. That's why the environment is present. The entity is monitoring. That's why you're talking about the ongoing demonic behavior. Where they are monitoring in a private space makes the sex offender, okay? It is 8:19 p.m., and this is documentation of federal stalking by an entity. This is also harassment. All right, the entity engages in that very conduct, aware of the fact that you are documenting, that is enforcing your rights, having a right to not be subject to surveillance, invasion of privacy by government, by a bunch of demons. This is terrorism that you're subject to, who is also sexually violating you. And then they also do so with the intent to not only harass, but to harass you with regard to with the interest to obstruct justice, to discourage you from documenting, and also to seek to, with regard to the interest in defamation, to render illegitimate, which you cannot. You can't. You're engaging in waging lies in directed light. You're engaging in waging lies while you're calling on the stalker to be present, because the Ontario police are monitoring on an ongoing basis. This is ongoing evidence. That's why they're going to federal prison. So this is how Satan has surrounded itself, choked the life out of its own pattern of conduct, and I'm going to use it against them. And they're going to federal prison. It is 8:20 p.m. This is POC. 6 VAT 035. It is currently 8:47 p.m. This is one of the many demons who are, that's the people of the state, in other words, that are pacing around the streets around me as I'm walking. I have exited the Ovid Family Community Library. It's 8:47 p.m. This is POC. 8MNR047, molesting. CKV170 6162882 7JVP122. It's 8:50 p.m. 7AU8. I can't really see the rest of it. You just cross them. 6136 6A2 and 7YLC680. Now, when I'm speaking of a molestation, I'm talking about demons that are going out of their way and touching me with additional light, demons that are manifesting light. This is the demon that's touching me with regular light. I am subject to an ongoing molestation. My shadow appearing around me, and which is what's occurring while I'm walking around, which is terrorism, by the way, okay? That's an ongoing molestation by the people and the state. License 70NY437 engages in a sex offense while it is listening to me document the fact that they are sexually violating me. That's speaking to the sexual violence of that demon. Characteristic of the demon possessed, by the way. Okay, and the Ontario Police Department that they are molesting with on their behalf. Okay, so I want to be clear. That is the grounds of, again, that type of conduct is the very evidence which an ordinary target individual may submit. And it is that which is establishing what is a mind state, a very demented mind state of the demon possessed who engage in that. And that is speaking to what is removing such a threat, placing them in mental institutions, if not federal prison. All right, that's exceedingly sexually violent conduct. You want to touch, and then while Satan listens to the fact that you're violating and touching someone, Satan will touch you again, violate you again. And that mind state, that's what you're prosecuting in addition to the ongoing violation of the person while you're placing them under surveillance. Remember the criminal act of monitoring. This is ongoing knowledge of what's being documented while you're monitoring. That is everything that you are always, while I'm documenting this rampant lawlessness, oh, remember that they're monitoring the documentation. Directly relevant to that prosecution, worthiness of mental institutions, worthiness of federal prison, in addition to what is already as grounds of that based on the pattern of conduct itself. Okay. Anyway, it's 8:52 p.m. Want to document more sex offenders? Want to touch on me? 8BRL223. Or 273, 8RGN060, 7RRV042, 8VVH535, just want to gather some more. It's the same exact entity, demonstrating an ongoing desire to violate, and I have a strong desire to also place them in mental institutions as I prosecute them. It's 8:54 p.m. POC.
Stalker, that is the Ontario Police. This is why they're stalking in the bathroom. The Ontario Police are sex offenders, placing me under surveillance inside of the Ovid Family Community Library all day long. They are doing so in what is engineered light. That's amplified audible activity. They're engaging in what is demonic activity. And this is an impermissible threat by a demon-possessed entity that are the Ontario Police engaging in ongoing stalking. I'm at the Ontario Museum of History and Arts, and it is currently 9:48 p.m. That is called Crossing the Path. They're doing so in engineered light. This is the pattern of conduct that is underway. This is federal stalking by a demon-possessed entity. They're pacing around me all night long. They maintain presence on the grounds of the museum as well as I documented the entity physically attacking me. The entity is engaged in ongoing maintenance of surveillance on behalf of that police department who is acting directly, stalking and terrorizing and threatening on an ongoing basis. The minions that are the people of the state, as I document inside of a venue, for example, as I remain inside of the Ovid Family Community Library, subject to the same demonic activity, including inside of the
the private space, and that's what I captured on video. And this is the police department stalking with the Securitas employee who was following me into the bathrooms on behalf of that police department, and then summoning the stalker that are the Ontario Police Department to engage in what is criminal summoning, harassment, and terrorism while they are indeed engaging in the pattern of conduct that I have a right to document. That's the POC, by the way, by a demon-possessed entity. That's why they're going to federal prison. Both the Ontario Police Department, you're disbanding, subject to federal prison, as I documented that already, and also the people of the state, including that Securitas employee, the people of the state engaging in what is sexual violence, predatory conduct, criminal surveillance inside of the private space, which is the routine demented activity by a demon-possessed population. That's where group stalking is underway inside of bathrooms, and so that's what you are cognizant of while the Ontario police are stalking me continuously at the Ontario Museum of History and Arts. This is POC. 9:57 p.m. Crossing path again. They're monitoring as I'm uploading the previous video of them stalking me moments ago at 9:47, and they're flying over again. That's amplified audible activity. This is demonic. That's demonic. The level of volume, it's demonic. Crossing path, engineer light. This is group stalking. And they do so pursuant to my use of the internet, monitoring what I'm uploading on the internet. And this is the video where they just flew over my head seconds ago, flying over again. And this is speaking to the ongoing evidence that, like I told you, Sean Thrasher is going to federal prison. And that's why, because that's who he's monitoring with, terrorizing and group stalking with while my panties are down in the bathroom. So let me be clear. The malicious aspect of the group stalking system is to engage in what is criminal summoning. All right, just like you saw at the intersection last night, that was criminal summoning. And the night before that, that traffic stop, that was criminal summoning. While they're engaging in stalking me and monitoring me while I'm in the bathroom, that's a sex offender that then summons the stalker to the venue while they're monitoring together in a malicious method such as criminal summoning. And doing so while monitoring what's on the venue of the internet, it is currently 9:58 p.m. That's the Ontario Police Department having no legitimacy whatsoever under the law. They're engaged in criminal surveillance. There are demons engaging in what is demonic conduct, stalking me and monitoring with the people of the state who are also going to federal prison with the same evidence, okay? This is POC. There go those demons. That's exactly what's wrong with them. These are demons that are engaged in obsessive stalking, and their entire system has been exposed. And so it reveals the animals that they are. And they're engaged in ongoing obsessive stalking conduct in a helicopter, repeatedly flying over me. And they're doing so with the animals that are the people of the state. They're stalking all around. Those are the same demons molesting me while I'm on the bus with Direct the Light, shooting Direct the Light inside of the Starbucks, anywhere I'm sitting, stalking with the state. That's the state, the Ontario police, okay? Stalking me by helicopter repeatedly as I'm uploading the videos. The entity that's then very obsessive and then hostile as I'm publishing the documentation. And what does Satan do? Engage in more criminal conduct. That's the psychopath that belongs in a mental institution. That's how the Ontario Police Department shall be treated, as the psychopaths that they are, based on their criminal activity. This is Engineer Light. Those are demons stalking me by helicopter. The people of the state, their demon possession is also a matter of objective evidence. And this is ongoing obstruction of justice, ongoing harassment by demons who are also stalking in helicopters while they know they're being documented. This is just moments later. It is currently 10:07 p.m. POC. All right, this is over 8 times just flying back and forth over me, back and forth. The Ontario International Airport is flying right over my head, right on this side of the museum, right over me. And the Ontario Police Department is flying back and forth by helicopter while I'm uploading the evidence that it is monitoring on the venue of the internet about this very stalking conduct. This is the evidence, which is again substantiating what is the necessary punishment as a matter of justice, federal prison, where you are not getting out. You being the demon-possessed, entirely corrupt law enforcement agency, as the Ontario Police Department is literally engaging in what is the demonstration, what is the example of demon possession, and the system of group stalking. This is what law enforcement agencies are engaging in. Group stalking is real. This is how they engage in group stalking. And it is also, as I've exposed this system, the true unadulterated attitude of these criminals who are serving Satan, their attitude towards your enforcement of your constitutional rights. That's demonic. Okay, that's demonic, what you just saw. That's light activity, audible activity. While Satan listens to me prosecuted, they're going to federal prison, they're not getting out. You know that sort of conduct that the entity is engaging in, what you're witnessing, is a conduct of psychopaths who belong in mental wards across the country. All right. It is the Ontario Police Department is engaged in just flying back and forth and back and forth. And so is the Ontario International Airport's flying planes right here over me in directed light. And it is 10:55 p.m. while those psychopaths are monitoring on the internet while I'm uploading the videos of them stalking me. Those are psychopaths. POC.